Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
A reminder that we will have your first keyword for our Morgan Wallen, Miranda Lambert Fly Away contest coming up in 21 minutes. So make sure you keep it tuned here to US 99 for that keyword for your chance to enter to win. And Schaumburg, tonight, we are coming to your city. We are going to be at the Schaumburg Boomers game tonight. Melissa, myself, we are going to be there as part of their country night, and we are super excited.
Yeah, really excited. Gates are going to open around 5:30, but if you want to get tickets to that, you can go to boomersbaseball.com and get your tickets there. It's going to be so much fun. Uh-huh. So we hope to see you out there.
And you want to get there early. Why? Because Melissa's going to embarrass herself in front of, well, how many does Schaumburg Boomer Stadium
hold? Too many.
100,000?
Too many.
200,000 people Melissa is going to embarrass herself in front of.
I'm scared.
Because she is going to be throwing out the first pitch.
I am. And I haven't thrown a baseball, and I can't remember when. So I got to pull out like an old baseball from somewhere, and I need some practice
just
throws.
An old baseball from somewhere.
Do you even know
where a baseball in your home is? Do you have one in your home?
I have a signed one for Porter.
Oh no,
from Chris Sale. But I don't want to use that one.
Baby Ruthie.
No, I wish that would be worth some money. I'm scared though, and I'm scared I'm going to fail.
Yeah.
But it seems like it would be easy because all you're doing is throwing a ball.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I feel like you, like all week, kind of like when we brought it up, you're like, it's just throwing a ball. I'll be fine.
I'm a little worried now because I have been
saying that. Now you're getting closer to the day. Yeah.
But I mean, typically there are things like the other day I was also, not the other day, but I was on a trampoline and I'm like, you're jumping on a trampoline. How hard is it to flip?
You were on a trampoline?
Yeah.
Let's not bury the lead here.
Well, Porter used to have a trampoline.
And you got on it?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
And I tried to do a flip. I'm like, this is how easy, how hard it can be to do a flip. You're jumping in the air. It's throwing you in the air. It's trampling. Well, that didn't turn out so well.
No.
I almost broke my neck. I'm not kidding.
Do we have video of this somewhere?
I think I do. Yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do. Slow-mo.
At US 99 Mornings is why you need to follow us for reasons just for that. So you can see Melissa
almost breaking your neck on a trampoline?
Exactly.
Yeah.
312-946-4995. Melissa, you can't be alone. There's many of us out there that have thought something would be easy, but then we failed spectacularly. We want to hear your fail stories. 312-946-4995. Let's hope we can pump some confidence into Melissa ahead of her first pitch tonight with your fail stories.
I'm going to need it.
Autumn in Chicago.
You thought something would be easy, but you failed. What happened?
I stepped off the skateboard and broke my ankle.
Oh, no.
No, 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 no. Skateboards are a dangerous game. What happened?
Yes, I was at the skate park with my boyfriend, then now fiance, and I know how to ride a skateboard, but I went to step off, and my ankle, I thought I rolled it, and it was a clean break.
Oh, no.
No way.
Man,
you know, I think even if you know how to ride it, like maybe even not well, getting on and getting off, because you have to, you can't push forward, you can't push backwards, you know, it's like you have to be so careful.
Yeah, you have to be gentle.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So how long were you down for, Autumn?
Thankfully, since it was a clean break, I was only in a cast for about 2 months.
Okay.
Still. Have you been on one since?
Oh, good question.
No, I have not.
Yeah.
Are you going to get on one again?
Probably not.
Okay, like, that's probably smart, Autumn.
I switched to rollerblades.
Yeah. Keep 2 feet on the ground.
That in a while either. I don't think I would test the rollerblades either.
Yeah, so you like all X Games activities, you're like, I'm good for now.
Yep, I'm out.
Okay.
Don't blame you one bit.
Does your fiance, or is he now your fiance?
Yes.
Does he still, you know, do any extreme sports?
We have not gone back. He has not done that either.
Well, he saw what happened to you. He's like, I'm not doing that.
I want to keep my ankles intact.
Oh, yeah.
Well, somehow Melissa's going to throw out this first pitch and break her ankle. Don't ask me how, but it'll probably happen.
Break a leg, maybe not an ankle.
Yeah. Well, we're glad that you're okay.
Autumn, listen, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Yes, thank you.
You have a great Friday.
You're going to do great. Thank you, too.
Okay.
Yeah, Mel, you'll do just fine.
I hope so.
Autumn has all the confidence in the world.
Come on out to Schaumburg tonight, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that didn't sound convincing.
Thank you so much for calling, Autumn.
Thank you.
Kyle, what we got on the text line?
224 texter, I made a beautiful wind chime out of recycled cans, and it doesn't make a noise at all.
Oh, that's actually hilarious.
I think that's more impossible to do, so I wouldn't call that a fail. Yeah. I think that's incredible.
You would think making a wind chime, pretty easy.
You would think.
But she failed spectacularly.
Oh, that's so funny.
I also have a... example of this, and it happened about a couple of weeks ago. I can't jump rope.
Wait, what?
So in our gym, in the building, I thought, oh, you know what? I'm not going to go for a run today. I'm just going to, you know, get some cardio in with jump roping.
Can't do it.
Tripped right away, fell on my face to have a jump rope since. I fell right away.
You pulled an Autumn with a jump rope.
Yeah, it was bad. I didn't break anything, but I literally had to look around. Luckily, nobody was there, and I just went, well, there goes my jump roping skills.
Yeah, right. Hey,
sorry, Jesse White Tumblers. I'm not going to be joining your brigade anytime soon.
And Kyle hasn't worked out since. Just to be safe. Just to be safe.